Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
There's inflation and there's inflation. I'm David Brancaccio. Here it is, confirmation of what our debit and credit cards have already been telling us. Prices are up sharply. The news today is that using fresh numbers from October, consumer inflation went up 6.2% in a year, the most since Home Alone and Dances with Wolves were hits in the theater during the first George Bush administration. Let's say good morning to Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
Good morning.
A big number, even more than the experts and investors were expecting.
That's right. 6.2% year over year, and that's the most since 1990. So this is really an eye-opener for the market, and investors will be paying attention.
But when you look at this, to what extent is this companies seeing an opportunity to ram down our wallets these higher prices?
Well, not necessarily. Remember how much we've been talking about the bottlenecks in the supply chain and how it's so hard to get people back to work. Those pressures increase costs for businesses, and those costs are being passed on to the consumer. Ideally, as things settle down, this rate of increase will also come back down.
All right. So it's more of a pass-through thing is what you're arguing.
Absolutely. So as costs go up, they tend to then increase the cost of the goods to the consumer and able to maintain that profitability. I think that's what we're seeing here, and that's certainly what the Fed hopes we're seeing.
At the moment, the bond market hasn't really reacted to this inflationary environment that we're seeing. Interest rates remain low, so therefore the basic dynamic in the stock market remains the same.
Thus far, but the market will be paying attention to this because when CPI numbers increase at this rate, then the market begins to expect that the Fed will increase interest rates earlier than expected. That will start to trickle through, and you're going to see that reflected in stock prices.
Right. As bonds become more attractive, perhaps stock prices might come down. Susan Schmidt, she's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And how do people at the top think about this inflation? A chronic thing like arteriosclerosis or something that will clear up with tending like a case of athlete's foot? My Marketplace colleague Kai Rizdahl spoke yesterday to U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in advance of today's consumer price data and found her firmly in the inflation is transitory camp. Here's a portion of that interview after Kai asked, how does the Treasury Secretary know this?
I believe that as vaccinations are increasing and we can see that the incidence of COVID has declined off its peak. So as the pandemic recedes in importance, people feel safe going back to work. You know, also a part of the inflation is that firms are finding it hard to find workers. And I think that's largely due to health concerns, issues with childcare. And as people feel safer, they'll go back to work. So expect to see more labor supply, and they're going to go back to services in a more normal pattern. And at that point, I'd expect the price increases to level off, and we'll go back to inflation that's close to the 2% we consider normal.
Okay, last question on inflation, then I'll get out of your hair on that one. What if you're wrong?
Well, it's something to be watched carefully, and I know the Federal Reserve is doing that if this turns out to be something that's endemic. In the 1970s, we saw supply shocks turn themselves into endemic inflation. We're not seeing that now. I don't believe we will, but if that were the case, the Federal Reserve would have a role to play to keep it under control.
You can hear all of Marketplace's interview with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen online, streaming at marketplace.org. Forecasters expect the highest inflation in maybe 30 years when the Consumer Price Index comes out this morning. This amid pandemic distortions in making and distributing everything from microprocessors to meat. Now, when prices go up, we often swap out what we buy. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reports.
Boston College professor Francesco D'Acunto is usually loyal to Italian brands of pasta and pasta sauce.
And, you know, just because of inertia, because I know the brands I typically was using to buy those brands.
I mean, he's from Italy, after all. But recently, he made the decision to switch to a store brand, and he approved.
I feel like exposed. I'm probably as happy as I was before of having my pasta, tomato sauce pasta.
In his research, he's found consumers often trade from name brands to store brands based on the price changes they're seeing every day.
They form the way they think about inflation based on the actual prices they pay at the grocery store. And they form their idea of inflation based on this little bubble where they live.
Sometimes, though, D'Acunto says store brands are actually produced by the same manufacturer as the name brand. And according to Cornell business professor Caitlin Woolley, the store brand isn't always cheaper.
People have that perception, and it's not always the case.
Woolley says shoppers aren't great at noticing price differences, and decisions can just come down to marketing.
What's kind of drawing your attention are the colors and the labeling and the logo and everything, and price is a small part of that.
According to data analytics firm IRI, the biggest in-store brand category seeing increases in market share right now are meat products, like breakfast sausage and chicken. But that's not the end of it, says KK Davi with IRI.
We anticipate that this trend will carry over.
Carry over to other grocery items. That means store brands in general could be having a moment, says Doug Baker with FMI, the Food Industry Association.
And that's why in some instances you'll see retailers with several various private brands in their store because they're trying to meet specific needs.
He says all this attention presents an opportunity for grocery chains to create new store brand items. But with supply chain issues, stores are having challenges just keeping current offerings in stock. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
A new report from the property data firm Atom finds that filings for home foreclosures went up 5% last month. The federal moratorium on ordering people out for non-payment was lifted earlier this year. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The foreclosures happened mostly at abandoned properties, vacant lots, and properties that were already in foreclosure before the pandemic.
These are properties that would have been foreclosed on a long time ago if it hadn't been for the government foreclosure moratorium.
Rick Sharga is executive vice president at RealtyTrack, which is owned by Atom. Since foreclosures were halted last year, he says we can expect new foreclosures to keep rising. But
even with those increases, we're going to be below normal levels of foreclosure activity well into next year.
The pandemic has made it harder for many Americans to pay their mortgages, says Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American. On the other hand, rising home values have given homeowners a lot of equity.
That equity scenario is really going to protect us from any large degree of foreclosure activity in the housing market.
That's because if borrowers are having trouble making payments, they could just sell their homes instead of foreclosing. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And for those of us who never had $1 billion to lose, this is all a bit like fantasy football or something, but some see sport in tracking how much Tesla CEO Elon Musk lost on paper after he indicated last weekend that he may soon sell perhaps 10% of his Tesla shares, perhaps to raise cash to pay a tax bill on stock options. Investors saw all this and sold Tesla stock this week, which has pushed the value of Musk's holdings down by $50 billion versus Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who lost $36 billion on paper when his divorce became public. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.